This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever.
Representation of we
the people. It is Saturday, July 5th, 2014. We're in the first hour of the broadcast. We got a lot of news and information to cover today. It's been an interesting week in the news, as usual. The website, thealternativemedia.com, alternativemedia.org. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And some of the headlines we're going to be getting into today. Independence Day, 79% of Americans are completely okay with the current situation. This is coming in from endoftheamericandream.com. Also, we're going to be taking a look at America's 238th birthday, coming in from Natural News. Interesting story. Also, Mark Zuckerberg Group, not giving up, urging Congress to pass amnesty. We're going to talk just a little bit about the money that he is spending with Facebook. Beijing, Seoul agree to direct trade in national currencies. Something we've been talking about quite a bit now. 4 years, it's all happening. I-Team Action Vet finally gets VA doctor's appointment 2 years after his death. We're going to do a little bit of an update on what's happening with the national disgrace and tragedy at the VA hospitals. 18 signs that the global economic crisis is accelerating. And Governor Brown, growth of Latino power, paving way for policy changes. So sad, the people of California with their Governor Brown. Gohmert, U.S. will become a third world nation if feds don't enforce immigration. We're going to be, especially in the second hour, running down a little bit of what's been going on this past week with regards to immigration. And, you know, it's July 5th. We just celebrated or 238th Independence Day. I refer to it as Dependence Day. We're going to discuss that just a little bit as well. We're streaming live at thealternativemedia.com. If you'd like to watch the broadcast, it'll be archived there as well. And to get us started, on July 4th, the United States did celebrate Independence Day once again. But who in the world are we trying to kid? Our founders intended to create a society where freedom and liberty would be maximized. But that's not what America looks like today, amen. Instead, we live in a country that literally has millions of laws, rules, regulations. We have a government that is obsessed with spying on the entire planet and tries to watch, monitor, track, and record as much information about all of us as it possibly can. A Big Brother surveillance grid is being constructed all around us, and our militarized police are becoming more brutal with each passing day. Sadly, most Americans don't seem to be too alarmed by any of this. In fact, a new Gallup survey has found that 79% of Americans are satisfied with the level of freedom in this nation. Now, isn't that an alarming statistic? If most Americans believe that everything is just fine, then our leaders are going to feel free to keep doing the same things that they have been doing. And trust me, they feel free to keep doing the same things that they have been doing. This is why it's so frustrating that so many American sheeple appear to be so apathetic about the loss of our freedoms and our liberties. Now, I share that sentiment entirely because it seems I find in this area in which I live that so many people accept what's going on much, much, much better than apparently I do. The good news is that Gallup has asked this question many times before, and over the years, the percentage of Americans that are satisfied with the level of freedom in this country has been going down. In fact, the latest figure of 79% is the lowest number that Gallup has ever recorded, and it puts us below 35 other countries. 79% of U.S. residents are satisfied with their level of freedom, down from 91% in 2006. Wow. We are a nation of morons. According to the Gallup survey released Tuesday, the 12-point drop pushes the United States from among the highest in the world in terms of perceived freedom to 36th place outside the top quartile of the 120 countries sampled, trailing Paraguay, Rwanda, and several other countries. So yes, Americans are way too apathetic about the loss of our freedoms and liberties, but at least the numbers are going in the right direction. Maybe this shows that we are making some progress, and other recent surveys show this progress as well. For example, according to a new report from the Pew Research Center, 74% of Americans do not believe that they have to give up privacy in order to be safe from terrorism. Now, that's interesting. 74% say they don't believe they have to give up privacy to be safe from terrorism, but you're giving up your privacy, you have given up your privacy, and you will continue to give up your privacy under this current administration. And Americans are more dissatisfied with the federal government than ever before as well. Gallup has found that a whopping 79% of Americans believe that there is widespread corruption throughout the government. You know, if that's true, then why, when these selections come around, they keep, just like Arizona, keeps putting in lifetime corrupt politicians like John McCain? And Gallup also discovered that confidence in Congress has fallen to a brand new all-time record low. Americans' confidence in Congress has sunk to a new low. 7% of Americans say they have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in Congress as an American institution, down from the previous low of 10% in 2013. This confidence is starkly different from the 42% in 1973, the first year Gallup started asking this question. In fact, Gallup found that confidence in all three branches of federal government is in steep decline. So there are definitely signs that the American people are possibly waking up to some of the true reality, but the numbers also show that there is still much work to do. Now, the bad news is that most of the country still appears to be deeply asleep. Our liberties and our freedoms have been eroding with each passing day, and most Americans just simply don't care. Most Americans don't seem to care that the TSA is fondling thousands of women and children in airports all over the nation every day. Most Americans don't seem to care that the NSA is recording billions of our phone calls and emails. Most Americans don't seem to care that our police are becoming increasingly militarized. There are only about 3,000 SWAT team raids in the United States back in 1980, but today there are more than 80,000 SWAT team raids per year in this country. Most Americans don't seem to care that a baby was recently maimed for life when police threw a grenade into his crib during a SWAT team raid. You remember us discussing that maybe about 6 weeks ago or so. Most Americans don't seem to care. Police recently tasered a man more than 18 times. In fact, it barely made a blip on national news. Most Americans don't seem to care. The Obama administration has discussed making gun owners wear RFID tracking bracelets. Most Americans don't seem to care that a new California law would allow police to confiscate guns based on accusations alone. We discussed that here just a couple of weeks ago. That is another story that has not even made a blip on the national news. That is why, if you want to know what's actually going on in this country, you've got to turn off mainstream media and turn on to alternative sources of media like Republic Broadcasting. The great job they do on their website, updating the news and information. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments. Stay with me.
Ladies, with a U.S. divorce rate near 30% in this job market, looks matter. Breast enhancement or reduction, a tummy tuck, or a little lipo can work wonders on you and your confidence. With hospital rates at fractions of U.S. prices, and thanks to the recent Thai coup, unheard of low airfare and jaw-dropping deals on luxury hotel rooms. Provide a little info. Get a quote. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
We're back on the in the studio. This is Radio for Truthers and for the Masses. And I know you're out there that still believe the lie. We're discussing an article from End of the American Dream here on this Independence Weekend. Most Americans don't seem to care that our public schools have been transformed into Big Brother indoctrination centers. Most Americans don't seem to care that the U.S. border is considered to be a constitution-free zone where officials can freely grab your computer and copy your hard drive. Most Americans don't seem to care that the people are being sent to prison for collecting rainwater on their own property, and most Americans don't seem to care that facial recognition technology is being installed now all over the nation. Most Americans don't seem to care that the Obama administration has expressed desires to establish a national DNA database. Most Americans don't seem to care that our cell phones are essentially our high-tech surveillance devices. Most Americans don't seem to care that if you type in the wrong thing into a search engine, the police could come knocking at your door. Most Americans don't seem to care that local governments all over the country are now using automated license plate readers to scan our license plates. Most Americans don't seem to care that the federal government is grabbing hundreds of thousands of acres of private land all over the country. Most Americans don't seem to care that Bible-believing Christians are regularly identified as religious extremists in official government training materials. Most Americans don't seem to care that the federal government has identified dozens of different categories of Americans now as potential terrorists. And most Americans don't seem to care that we have a president that is treating the Constitution like a piece of toilet paper. And a Congress and a Senate that's doing it as well. You know, I wondered last night, I was hearing the fireworks, people shooting off their guns. It was getting later into the night. And I couldn't help but wonder, how many of these people really, are they just celebrating this because it's a routine and it's expected and their neighbor does it? Or do they really believe they're free? And if they do, how free do they believe they really are? You know, our society has been so successfully indoctrinated to celebrate all of these holidays, just like a herd mentality. But what do the people really, really believe? How free do they believe they are? You know, everyone's version of freedom, their definition of freedom is quite different. If you talk to someone long enough, you get to know someone, a neighbor, friend, whatever, you'll find out their definition is completely free. Some of the youth may believe that they're free because they're free to get as many tattoos as they want to, dress as they want to, dye their hair, whatever. In some circles, that is the definition of freedom. On this broadcast, freedom is defined as being free from bureaucratic red tape, the right to private property rights, the right to be free from an overbearing government. And I see freedom as non-existent, completely disappeared. You know, I've got a friend that calls in from time to time, and he says a lot of people alive today don't even know what freedom is, has never lived under any kind of real freedom. I mean, look what it's like just to get your car legal. I just recently found out you can't forward an address from a residence to a business. You can't forward your mail. I mean, you know, how free do you really believe you are? Natural News ran an excellent article this past week discussing July the 4th, and I wanted to share it with you. Not long ago, a steadfast and determined group of British subjects banded together to form a political movement whose aim was to throw off the shackles of authoritarianism and a form of nation building on divinely inspired and sanctioned principles of personal liberty and freedom. This would be a grand experiment. It would be the first time in recorded human history that a government was premised on the concept that the governed must consent, and those who did the governing would come from the people themselves. The experiment, of course, refers to the founding of the United States, those early British subjects who laid their blood and treasure on the line to fight for independence from the whims of a monarch, became the first American citizens. It's appropriate, as we gather with our families and friends in observance of the nation's 238th birthday, to see how far we've come, and in many respects, we have nearly come full circle. In a relatively short time span, when you consider the Earth's age, America has changed dramatically. The institutions of our founding are still in place, but in many respects, they're no longer functioning as they were designed or intended. The president assumes the function of a king when they try to write executive orders that take on the appearance and force of law. Executive orders are only supposed to be tools of the executive branch in administering the bureaucracy, not making rule-making apparatuses. That was supposed to be Congress's job. And speaking of Congress, there are several tools at its disposal to ensure that both the executive and judicial branch don't overreach. One tool is the power of the purse, which has been used many times in the past. Congress, especially the House, can choose not to fund certain pieces of legislation or court jurisdictions or executive branch bureaucracies, which effectively render them moot. But Congress almost never does this anymore. And of course, as we discuss on this broadcast often, Congress doesn't declare war anymore. Congress doesn't use its power to coin and regulate the money anymore. In so many ways, Congress has just rendered itself ceremonial. There are so many federal agencies now, over 430, and all under the president's control together, they form a de facto fourth branch of the government. These agencies impose costs of more than $1.8 trillion annually on U.S. businesses and industry, which means on Americans, because those costs are transferred to consumers, a figure that is equal to the world's 10th largest economy. Anyone out there that's ever run a small business of any sort knows the rules and regulations and permits and inspections and bureaucracy and license that you're required to submit to now under your freedom. These agencies regulate every aspect of our lives, what we can plant and grow, what we can drive, what kind of light bulbs we have to use, how much flushing water our toilets can use, what we can and cannot do on our own land, what kind of weapons we can and cannot have, what kind of health insurance we have to purchase, and so on and so on and so on. The judicial branch has long been divided along political and ideological lines, which is not its original design. Some are conservatives and some say they're liberals, but only a few of them are literal interpreters of the Constitution, their primary duty. Have you ever watched the confirmation process of a Supreme Court justice? Confirming all federal judges from the lowest court to the highest is a function of the Senate. Over the decades, this process has devolved into a political witch hunt, because presidents over the decades have politicized the process. Roosevelt tried to pack the high court with liberals. In 1935, a majority of justices began overturning major portions of the New Deal ruling as unconstitutional. In addition, the courts have also turned into legislating. The most recent example of this was when Chief Justice John Roberts rewrote Obamacare's individual mandate from a mandate to a tax, which even the president said was not the case. Coming up on a break, you're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment. Stay with us.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio saying I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. We're finishing up Natural News discussing this July 4th. The results of more than 230 years of gerrymandering with the Constitution's original intent has bastardized the founders' vision of individual freedom above all else, the results of which has been an ever-shrinking circle of liberty for all Americans. This July 4th is a good time to reflect on the state of our grand experiment and begin focusing on ways that we the people can reclaim what is rightfully ours, our government. And, you know, with that said, like I said, last night I couldn't help but wonder with all the people that were flocking out to see fireworks and the people that were firing off fireworks in their backyard, how free do people really think they are? Is this freedom, or are they just subconsciously indoctrinated to go through this process? I mean, when you think about what we've witnessed in this country in recent years. I mean, one, you could take a look at the scandals of this administration, and it's no different than the previous administration. It is, though, the current administration. I mean, the Benghazi debacle, the National Defense Authorization Act, what they're actually legislating they can do, which is the opposite of freedom, the Obamacare, bigger and bigger and bigger government, the Fast and Furious scandal, the VA scandal, the endless, useless wars of this country. 720 military bases in 120 countries by the Department of Offense, because it's not the Department of Defense. This immigration madness that we're witness to right now, completely devoid of any logic or common sense. Listen, if you had a president, if you ever had a president that represented the will of the people, also represented any common sense, if he was for the future of our children, the day he was inaugurated, as soon as he got done from that ceremony, he would deploy the military on the border. That's all it would take to fix the problem. If I was governor of Texas, I would deploy the National Guard on the border. I could secure the border. We are professionals at securing other countries' borders. We relish in going to do it. We look for any reason to justify going and doing it in other countries. The fact that our government, the Republicans and the Democrats, the fact that our congresswoman that represents me here in Davie County, North Carolina, does not have a bill in Congress to put the military on the border is just proof positive that they must continue what they're doing. They want us overrun with illegal aliens. This is part of the grand design to destroy the country. That's all they would have to do. But absolutely, either party, no matter which controls the executive branch, will not do it. You know, they all claim we need immigration reform. You know, they've not tried enforcing the laws that's on the books. And the mainstream media, being the prostitute that it is, continues to look the other way and not do any real journalistic work. So the American people, if they want to know anything about what's actually going on, and we're going to get into this more of the news of the week, but anyone with common sense knows this problem could be easily solved. It is by design. It is what they want to have happen. And of course, some of the other scandals we've lived through during this administration, the IRS, Lois Lerner scandal, all of which has come up to a great big nothing. It just it boggles my mind how much the American people are willing to accept from this corrupt government. I mean, you know, we had a phone call last week during the broadcast that was bringing up Monsanto and the money the federal government was promising to a third world country under the deal that they would accept Monsanto seeds. I mean, it just shows, it's proof positive of how much the government is in the pocket of big oil banks and corporations. And we're going to be leading off next hour with a story about fracking. And I hope during our third hour, when we take phone calls, anyone out there that's knowledgeable, has an opinion, join in and discuss a little bit about fracking. Because here in Davie County, they have found a pocket. And, of course, the North Carolina legislature rushed through, fast-tracked all the legislation to allow fracking in North Carolina. So we'll discuss that a little bit more in depth as well. This past week, Breitbart reported, after spending nearly $100 million to get an amnesty bill, Facebook co-founder Mark Zuckerberg's Forward.us is not giving up, even if President Obama is signaling that he has. Now, isn't it interesting? These big organizations or companies, or in this case a website like Facebook, owned by Mark Zuckerberg, wants to spend his time and his money trying to pass legislation to give illegal aliens amnesty. After Obama said Monday that he would start unilaterally changing the country's immigration laws, Joe Green, the president of Forward.us, who was frustrated that House Speaker John Boehner told the president that there would not be a vote on amnesty this year, while President Obama has taken necessary steps to address temporarily some of the urgent problems plaguing our nation in the face of over a year of unacceptable inaction by House Republicans, the only way to solve this problem is a permanent legislative solution, Green said. We remain deeply disappointed and urge them to pass legislation to fix our broken immigration system as soon as possible. You know, why don't Mark Zuckerberg spend $100 million trying to fix the VA problem? Why is it these corporations always want to throw their money behind something that is detrimental to our children's future? I wish everyone would abandon Facebook. Because look at what these organizations try to do. Facebook, like much of the high-tech industry, wants massive increases in the number of guest worker visas, even though numerous nonpartisan scholars have proven that America has a surplus, not a shortage of high-tech workers. This is all part of the concerted effort to destroy America from within. The immigration policies of these deranged lunatics that are in power is a perfect window of insight into what they're attempting to do to this country. Divide and conquer. And it's not only being done to this country, it's being done to European countries as well. This forced mass immigration. They're doing it to European countries as well. This is all part of destroying these countries. And it's just like I say about the banking system. If you want to bring about a new currency, what do you have to do? Destroy the old currency. And we're seeing that. We got a story coming up next from voiceofrussia.com explaining what's happening to our dollar. But all of this is being done by design. They're taking us where they want us to go. And if you can't see through the absurdity of what these people say with regards to immigration, then you'll never be able to see the big picture of what's being done to this country. Now, China designated a clearing bank in Seoul for yen transactions in South Korea on Friday, coinciding with a visit from President Xi Jinping as Beijing promotes greater use of its currencies in other countries. China's central bank has authorized the Bank of Communications, the country's fifth largest lender, to undertake yen clearing business in South Korean capital. The People's Bank of China said in a statement the announcement came as Chinese President Xi Jinping wrapped up a state visit to South Korea on Friday. China is seeking to make the yen used more internationally in keeping with the country's status as the world's second biggest economy behind the United States. But, you know, that's supposed to change here in just a few years. And under the current leadership we've got in Washington, both Republican and Democrat, I'm sure it will. So we are seeing, and we're going to continue to see, the world moving away from the dollar. Coming up on a break. When we come back, we're going to get into a little bit of what's been happening in immigration this week. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments. Stay with us.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
In the studio. Saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And I got several things I want to get in the rest of this segment and next hour. But this came in this past week, Fox News. A government-contracted security force threatened to arrest doctors and nurses if they divulged any information about the contagion threat at a refugee camp housing illegal alien children at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas. In spite of the threat, several former camp workers broke their confidentiality agreements and shared exclusive details with me about the dangerous conditions at the camp. Now, that's the author of this that Fox News ran. They said taxpayers deserve to know about the contagious diseases and the risk the children pose to Americans. There were several of us who wanted to talk about the camps, but the agents made it clear we would be arrested. A psychiatric counselor reported, we were under orders not to say anything. The sources said workers were guarded by a security force from the Baptist Family and Children's Services, which the Department of Health and Human Services hired to run the Lackland camp. The source said security forces called themselves the Brown Shirts. It was a very submissive atmosphere, the counselor said. Once you stepped onto the grounds, you abided by their laws. She said workers were stripped of their cell phones and other communication devices. Anyone caught with a phone was immediately fired. Everyone was paranoid, she said. The children had more rights than the workers. She said children at the camp had measles, scabies, chicken pox, strep throat, as well as mental and emotional issues. It's not a good atmosphere in terms of health, she said. I would be talking to children and lice would just be climbing down out of their hair. A former nurse at the camp told me she was horrified by what she saw. We have so many kids coming in that there was no way to control all the sickness, all this stuff coming into the country, she said. We were concerned at one point about strep going around the base, but the counselor and the nurse said their superiors tried to cover up the extent of the illnesses. Now, Fox News reported this past week. Isn't this amazing? And we are supposed to think that all of this just magically somehow happened on its own, coinciding with all of the rammed down the throat by mainstream media talk of immigration reform. This is all being done to justify the passing, whether it be by executive order or whatever, amnesty in this country. It's not a good atmosphere in terms of health, she said. I would be talking to children. Lice would just be climbing out of their hair. Can you imagine? When they found out kids had scabies, the charge nurse was adamant, don't mention that, don't say scabies, the nurse recounted, but everyone knew they had scabies. Some of the workers were very concerned about touching things and picking things up. They asked if they should be concerned. They were told not to worry about it. The nurse said lice issue was epidemic, but everything was kept hush-hush. You could see bugs crawling through their hair. The nurse told me she became especially alarmed because their files indicated the children had been transported to Lackland on domestic charter buses and airplanes. The taxpayers are paying to bus and fly aliens that come into the country illegally around to military bases. I mean, if we can't see this travesty of our government absolutely not trying one bit to secure our borders. You know, I've got a story here we're going to get to one of the congresswomen saying this is not a national security issue. It's a humanitarian issue. Really? Now, since 9/11/2001, I have been repeatedly indoctrinated by the television to believe that terrorists are everywhere trying to get me. Although it's more likely I would drown in a bucket of water than be killed by terrorists. But all the while, neither the George W. Bush administration nor the Obama administration would secure our southern border. In fact, this what's going on right now is proof that there's a concerted effort. It's all by design to have this happen. That's what alerted me. She said, oh my God, they're flying these kids around. Nobody knows that these children have scabies and lice, to tell you the truth. There's no way to even try to control it. I don't mean to upset anyone's Independence Day vacation plans, but were these kids transported to camps before or after they were deloused? Anyone who flies the friendly skies could be facing a public health concern. The counselor told me the refugee camp resembled a giant emergency room off limits to the public. They did not want the community to know, she said. I initially spoke out at Lackland because I had the concern of the children's mental health care, which was not being taken care of. She said the breaking point came when camp officials refused to hospitalize several children who were suicidal. I made a recommendation that a child needed to be sent to a psychiatric unit. The counselor told me he was reaching psychosis. He was suicidal. Instead of treating him, they sent him off to a family in the United States. She said she filed a Child Protective Service report and quit her job. I didn't want to lose my license. If this child committed suicide, I was done. The counselor kept a detailed journal about what happened during her tenure at the facility. When people read that journal, they're going to be astonished. He said, I don't think they will believe what is going on in America. So it was not a great surprise, she said, when she received a call from federal agents demanding that she return to the military base and hand over any information, including her journal. She declined to do so. I did not go back, she said. But workers told me while they have no regrets, they want to remain anonymous for fear of reprisal. They're going to crush the system, the nurse told me. We can't sustain this. They're overwhelming the system, and I think it's a travesty. It's all by design. That's exactly what they're trying to do. And it's from the top down. My sources say Americans should be very concerned about the secrecy of these government camps. This is just the beginning, one source told me. This is going to be a long-term financial responsibility. This is all being done by design from the system so that our sellout traitor politicians in Washington, D.C. can grandstand and say we had to do something. It was a humanitarian crisis. We're such great humanitarians while they're saying this. You know, they'll be killing women and children with drones in Yemen and Pakistan. But they're going to wrap themselves in the humanitarian issue because they're such lovers of all people. And then the burden of taking care of all the sick and diseased and whatever else they've allowed into the country will be placed politely on the back of the taxpayers. And what will the American sheep people do about this travesty? Well, there will be a lot of useless lip service. Even some of our representatives, maybe Rand Paul, will sound off about it a few times. But in the end, you know what will happen? It will pass. You'll foot the bill. And then it'll be on to the next scandal where they are either legislating away any remnant of freedom for you or they're allowing some other country or countries to overwhelm our borderless country. We should just accept the fact that we're a borderless country, that our sellout traders that represent the people supposedly in Washington, D.C., have given up any hopes of securing our borders or even any facade that they're going to do so. We, the people that's listening to this broadcast, average people in America, no matter what race you are, no matter what political party you're associated with, we should all come to grips with the fact that this group in Washington, D.C., and the corporations and the banks that run this puppet government have sold us out lock, stock, and barrel. The mask is off. It's not up for debate anymore. It's obvious. If you can't tell from the monetary system that we've got here, as absurd and ridiculous as it is, if you can't tell from the legislation that they pass in Washington, D.C., if you can't tell from the lies that you're told on television, if you can't start putting the pieces of the puzzle together and seeing what is actually happening in this country, and you maybe can't, there's plenty of you can't, I talk to you all the time, then you will never be able to affect any change. Coming up on the top of the hour break, you're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in moments.